Unit 2, Lesson 2, Amnesty International. In 1960, two students in Portugal were sentenced to 7 years in prison. The reason? They had made critical remarks about their government. In England, a lawyer by the name of Peter Benenson read about this incident and decided he had to do something. Benenson wrote a newspaper article called The Forgotten Prisoners. In it, he told about six people in six different countries who were in prison because of their beliefs. In the newspaper article, Benenson asked readers to join him in a year-long campaign against the imprisonment of people for their political or religious beliefs. It was Benenson's hope that people would write letters to government officials calling for the release of these prisoners. In the first months of the campaign, people sent thousands of letters demanding the release of the prisoners. By the end of 1961, the campaign had developed into a permanent international organization called Amnesty International, and it was already working on the cases of 210 prisoners. Amnesty International's primary goal is to obtain the release of prisoners of conscience. These are people who have been imprisoned for their beliefs. They have neither used violence themselves nor encouraged anyone else to use violence. Tony Ambatielos, one of the six prisoners of conscience whom Benenson wrote about in 1961, was put in prison for his trade union activities. Another one of the prisoners, Dr. Agostino Neto, was jailed for trying to improve health care in his country. In the 1960s, many Amnesty members formed small groups to adopt a prisoner of conscience. When a group adopted a prisoner of conscience, it concentrated on helping that specific prisoner. Members of the group would regularly write letters to officials in the prisoner's government, and when possible, they would try to help the prisoner's family. Today, there are more than 2,000 adoption groups, each focusing its efforts on two or more prisoners. As Amnesty International grew, it expanded its mission to include other victims of human rights abuse. Today, the organization is working to make sure all prisoners get a fair trial and to end all types of torture. It is also involved in a major campaign to end the death penalty. Amnesty International has become an effective organization in large part because of its impartiality and reliability. To maintain its impartiality, Amnesty is careful to remain independent of all national governments. It gets its money from individual contributions and special events. To maintain its reliability, Amnesty puts much time, effort, and money into getting accurate information about prisoners. Research teams carefully check the facts about human rights abuses. Fact-finding teams interview prisoners, family members, witnesses, and government officials. This information is used to create a profile with the facts about each person's imprisonment. Amnesty International works to help individual prisoners. It does not try to change the governments that are holding the prisoners of conscience. After some negative publicity in the late 1960s, Amnesty International adopted a rule that members of the organization could not work on cases inside their own country. The organization worried that members working in their own country would not be able to stay impartial. In 1977, Amnesty International was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. In the same year, Steve Biko, an African anti-apartheid activist, was imprisoned for his political activities. While Biko was in prison, he was tortured and eventually murdered for his beliefs. A popular musician named Peter Gabriel wrote a song called Biko to protest his murder and to support the work of Amnesty International. Over 25 years later, when audiences hear the song Biko, they often stand and join in the singing. In the mid-1980s, Amnesty International was helped by a number of other well-known musicians. To help the organization, the musicians gave concerts and contributed their profits to Amnesty International. The concerts gave the organization valuable publicity as well as financial support, and it was able to increase the size of its staff and the number of offices worldwide. In 2004, the United States chapter of Amnesty International released the Music for Human Rights CD, with some of the hottest musicians of the year and offered it for free to new members. The support of popular musicians helped to inform young people and interest them in Amnesty International. Amnesty International now has 1.5 million members in 162 countries. It continues to petition for improvements in prisons, the end of torture, and the release of prisoners of conscience. Amnesty members continue to tirelessly write letters and hold benefits, vigils, and fundraisers for prisoners of conscience around the world. And what happened to the six prisoners of conscience whom Bennetson wrote about in 1961? All of them eventually gained their freedom.